Now, as I said before, we're going to speak about social politics, how we, I guess, act with one another, which is pretty apt considering the year that we have had, or 2020, I should say. I guess it's leading into this year, isn't it, as well, with, you know what, COVID-19. We've really had to stick together, stick it out there for one another, go into bat for one another every once in a while. Though it doesn't mean that people are perfect, does it? A study completed by the Queensland University of Technology found that more than 2,500 practicing Christians and atheists in the US have found their levels of cooperation increase with deliberation, and that they weren't necessarily intuitively cooperative like previous studies on religion and cooperation had suggested. Joining the Monday Daily Show this morning is lead researcher Dr. Ozan Eisler, an experimental and behavioural economist with QUT, who believes that religions promote cooperation, but they can also be divisive. How are you this morning, Ozan?
Hi, Jared. Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for joining the show. Sorry to rush you this morning as well.
No worries. I'm ready to go.
Okay, good. So I guess first up, what makes cooperation important to people and society and how we just act with one another?
Yes, well, I mean, humans are an exceptionally cooperative species, and we rely on each other's cooperation to sustain our modern ways of life. For example, actually think about any object that you use on a daily basis, whether it's your glasses, mobile phone, or your bike. That object is very likely to be a result of a very complex division of labor and specialization. And similarly, things like tax revenues or even achieving herd immunity with vaccination all reflect high levels of cooperation. And so how to explain our cooperative tendencies? Now, the conventional views in biology and economics suggest that cooperation is reflecting self-interested action. But on the other hand, more recent evidence shows that we are actually willing to make sacrifices under one condition. In fact, about 60% of people in general are so-called conditional cooperators.
Right.
And these people are willing to cooperate at personal cost as long as others are willing to cooperate as well.
So might some of those considerations be, as I suppose the study goes into, group biases, religion was mentioned, like, of course, you spoke to both Christians and atheists, parochialism, I guess you can see that sometimes, even in sport, if you follow a team, you're more likely to enjoy with others that follow the same team, and then, I guess, on a different spin, even to the point, racism, where those are much more likely to cooperate, in some examples, with those, I guess, that reflect a similar skin colour to themselves. How much importance, weight should be placed on this group biases as far as the greater good, you might say, for the global community is concerned?
I think that's a great question and an ongoing research area. Obviously, humans can be very groupish. And in fact, a recent study found that this group bias increases even further in context of cooperation, such as what our study was about. Especially because mutual interaction and mutual expectations are involved. It is in general, in fact, very easy to trigger, for both good and bad purposes, this tendency that we have to identify with those around us and against those more distant from us. Take, for example, our reactions to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, group concern for those around us could easily motivate us to wear masks or get vaccination, even we don't think that we are personally at risk. But on the other hand, this groupishness can easily, at the same time, turn into the discrimination of outsiders. But I would argue that in general, in-group favoritism does not necessarily come with out-group discrimination, and therefore it is quite important to try to minimize these negative side effects of groupishness when appealing to group identity, such as, say, one's country.
I see. What have you learned from, I guess, the study that was conducted in the US? And then, I guess, how does that relate to Australia? Would you think that disparities mightn't be as significant in more secular countries, considering that this study was kind of religion-ish based? More secular countries, example, like Australia. And then, I suppose, to that point that you've just said when it came to COVID, I guess the states as far as we're concerned, is a bit of a stereotype, has a bit more of a robust individualist identity. So do you think there is going to be a disparity between, say, for instance, like the US and, like I said, maybe a country like Australia?
Yes, I think that's another great point. We know from more recent research that there are significant cross-cultural differences, even within secularized, democratic, industrialized countries, for example, when comparing Australia and the United States. Mm-hmm. And I would think that, we do know that polarization in terms of political ideology, ethnicity, and religion is at a much lower level in Australia compared to the United States. So I think I would imagine the results would be different here, and luckily so. But what we found in the U.S. was significant levels of group bias among religious believers against atheists, which is in fact something that we already knew. An interesting further finding that we had was atheists showed similar levels of bias against religious believers as well. So this bias was not so much about religious beliefs per se, but I think more generally about group identity. And furthermore, we found no intuitive basis for this discrimination. In other words, even after reflecting about it, the group bias continued to exist. An interesting further result, and that's our highlight from this study, is that we found that deliberation or reflecting about the decision whether to contribute to a group project or not increased with reflection. So our overall finding is that promoting reflection is going to have desirable effects in terms of achieving cooperation.
So, I don't know. Can you argue? This might be a very simplistic point, but pardon me. I don't have the same expertise that you do. Is this just on a biological level that it best suits everybody if we can work with one another, regardless of who they are, their color, race, or creed, and that we just accept one another and we go, let's move forward. I know in the news and a lot of the stories that we see, it suggests otherwise, but on a biological level, is that pretty much how it works?
Yes, I think so. I mean, in general, we think about context in which cooperation is mutually beneficial. That's the theoretical sort of framework that we work in. Obviously, one can think about from historical episodes, situations in which cooperation might actually be socially detrimental, but those situations are usually more of an exception than a rule. And in terms of achieving cooperation, there are two opposing views. One, in fact, the prevailing view perhaps, is to suggest that relying on our intuitions could in fact be beneficial to achieve cooperation. And this is because if one is cooperating with others on a regular basis, then we would end up internalizing the cooperation reaction as a sort of a heuristic. But what we found in our study was evidence exactly against this view. And this opposed view is what we refer to as the self-control account, argues that our intuitive reactions tend to be selfish, and it is only by self-control over these selfish reactions that we can increase cooperation. And that's the view for which we found evidence in our study.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, thanks so much for joining the show this morning, Ozan. I won't keep you any longer, but I'll make sure that I direct a listener's direction to the study when we upload it online.
That sounds great. Thank you for having me.
No, pleasure. Cheers.
Bye.
That was Dr. Ozan Eisler of the Queensland University of Technology, providing interesting insight into the relationship between religion and cooperation in our society. Other group biases are an element in there as well. And like I said, when we upload this online, we'll include a link to the full study.